couple of other technology names out with earnings as well, and Zara Burton is here with the After Hours Market Movers. Zara?
Hi there, Matt. I want to start with Novell, the second largest U.S. seller of the Linux software, as we all know. Mixed bag for the company as it came out with earnings this afternoon. It beat on the profit front, but not necessarily on the revenue front. Let's get to the numbers. 8 cents a share is what they came out for the second quarter. Analysts were looking for about 6 cents. The company's sales coming in at $216 million, while analysts were looking for about $219 million. This stock up rising in the, or pretty much flat right now in the after hours. Novell up, though, 14% year-to-date. The stock rising, as the company said, it sees profitability in its Linux and identity businesses in about 12 to 18 months. Then another technology company I want to look at, this is Marvell Technology. This is an important company because it makes chips for smartphones. Not only did it beat estimates, but it also said that trends indicate some improvements in its order pattern. Let's get to those numbers. 5 cents was what they came in at for the second, or for the first quarter, I should say. 4 cents is what analysts were looking for. On the sales front, $521 million. Sales coming in at $521 million, while analysts were looking for about $518 million. Now, also, Esterline Technologies. This company makes jet engine parts. The company already down about 23% year-to-date, and it's down again in the after hours. It missed estimates on both the profit and sales front, also forecasting profit for the full year below what analysts were looking for. So that company on the decline in the after hours there, Matt.
All right, Azar, thanks very much for